You're told that the four came to Mandiravana and they saw Krishna and all the gopis in the dress of gopis.
No. They saw that Krishna is playing with Radhika Lalita Visakha and all. They saw.
Yes.
And at once, Jatlaka is hold of Radhika hand and Krishna hand together. You are telling that I don't meet Krishna, but I see that you are meeting here. You have done so wrong and you have sunk my name in ocean of pap, not only of our name, but name and fame of our whole family you have lost. And she was rebuking Krishna also, and telling Yogamaya that, oh, you see, we always praise them, what they are doing. Also she told
Mukhara
that the grand
daughter
of yours, what she is doing? She is married this husband and she is playing prem, love to this black person. And she was doing so, in the mid-time Madhumangal came and he catch hold of the bell of Radhika and he snatched away. At once, his whole cloth was gone, and only dhoti was there, and chadar was there, and he came in the shape of shubal. Some gopis also came in the shape of cowherd boy. Jatla said, what happened? Now I am seeing this shubal. Where is Radhika? Yogamaya began to laugh, Mukhra began to see towards Jatla. What is the matter behind? Where is Radhika? No Radhika at all? Oh, you always want a bad name of Radhika. So you have done so. Where is Radhika? Yogamaya also asked. And his son, Abhimanyu, took that stick from the stick and wanted to beat her mother. Where is Radhika? Why you told me so? And he became very furious. Krishna and cowherd boy began to laugh. We always play like this. I don't know who is Radha and where she lives. I have not seen any time. I am only hearing here that Radha is any young girl, but I have not seen. And she rebukes like so, always. Then Yogamaya told, advised Jatla not to tell like this. At first you should be had a faith. Yeah. Tum pale vishwas karo. And then, when you know any fact truly, then you should tell anything. She became so sad and sigh, shameful state. His mouth began to flutter there. In Hindi, we tell that his mouth latak gaya.
Hanging.
And then all the boys clapped and then run away to play and to cowherd. And they returned. And they saw that Srimati Radhika was in the house, cooking and doing all these things. When she came, he bowed down to his mother-in-law. Come back, you are coming, mother. I think that you are tired. You should take rest. Why you are so sad? But she did not told anything. Now he felt that I have done mistake. I should not tell. Right, so. So I gave the instance, example of East Bhadar, East Sadhak, Anist Bhadar, or East Bhadar, Anist Sadhak.
One question. That Shyamala is Surit Paksha to Radhika and Tatastha Paksha to Chandravali.
No. Tatastha is a Bhadra. And Vipakshi is Chandravali.
Yeah. But for Chandravali, Shyamala will be Tatastha Paksha for Chandravali. So this Ishta Bhadak and Anishta Sadhak, will Shyamala do towards Chandravali?
Lalita Visakha, all they will do, so, Paksha. And they will samarthan karenge. Samarthan. Samarthan means yes, yes. What is this?
Approve, encourage.
Encourage and they will be very happy to know this, all these lives. When Visakha is doing East Sadhak and Anishta Bhadak, then Shyamala approves and becomes so happy. And she goes to Radhika and asks, how you are? How you felt in meeting? Now you should start.
Yes. Next.
Chandravali. Second is Bhadra. No? Bhadra or Shyamala?
Shyamala.
Second is Shyamala. Third is Padma. No. Shadya. And fourth is Bhadra. Yes. So how we can recognize them, that she is Shadya, she is Padma, she is Bhadra, Shyamala, and she is Chandram. By the shine, at first I have told you from Ujjvalinda. What will be the swabhav? Swabhav? Nature. By nature, those who are submissive men, submissive nature. Mridvi,
mild,
tadiya bhav, and dakshinya bhav. Best of them is? And like her, supporting her. Always serving her, Padma and Shabda. Padma is more nearer to Chandravali. Like Lalita is more nearer to Srimati Radhika. Both are of the same category, but yet there is some difference in nature. So, Padma, having the Krishna feet on his breast. A dakshin, a vamya bhav, carrying vamya bhav, they cannot do. Krishna will hanker for this, but they will not. So Padma is of dakshin bhav. most nearest to Chandravali. And one take tambul, betel net, in her anjali, and she is sabya. She is taking tambul and she is taking the lotus feet. Who is nearer to Chandravali? Who is superior?
Who is taking the lotus feet?
Lotus feet. No? So he is more dakshin. So she is first Sakhi and then Sabyai is second Sakhi. And those Kachit Dadhar Tadbahun Anse Chandram Bhushitam, who took the hand of Krishna on her shoulder, it seems that she is Dakhinya, Mridvi, but yet she is Prakhara. Prakhara, you know? Prakhara. And he is some having more Bhamya than these three. No? But yet Dakhin. So carrying Bhamya Bhav, but more Dakhinya Bhav, not in the same category as Chandravali, Padma and Sadhya. So it is, she is Shama. For we have done. So in each gopi, here, each gopi has its own nature, beauty, quality, madhurya, bhamya and dakshinya, everything. We have also some seed of any ras. If dasya, then what category of dasya? In dasya, there are so many categories. Subal is not category of those who, dekho, thira hai, ekdam baat hai, wo mala se aa jate hai, kam kar rahe hai. Subal is not in the same category as Sakha. Is Priya Narma Sakha. Who is Sakha? Who is less in Ayu, less in
age,
always had some Dasya Bhav, serving Krishna as a Dasya plus Sakha, always obeying order. And Subal has some tendency of Ujjvala Rasa, and she can, Krishna Malini can send him or order him to take help for meeting Srimati Radha. And he will always talk Krishna so beautiful things about them. How to meet, how to do, what to do. So these are Priya Narma Sakha. So still we are jeev hum log hain, controlled jeev, we bhakta jeev and conditioned soul. But yet our Shuddha Swarup is in
seed.
But everything is there in seed. everything in seed, but as a potency, we'll have to develop all this. What is in Sarup, it will be developed. If anything is not in Sarup, it will not be developed. Now, why this has been explained, all these things, from first canto to 12th canto? So many stories, so many upakhyan, so many things. Why?
So we can realize our swarup.
First, we should know that we are not material things. No? We are chinmay. We are part and parcel of Purna Brahma. Then who is Purna Brahma? Krishna is Purna Brahma, and all other are not Purna Brahma. We are part parcel in what person? What? Kis drishti se? From what angle? From which angle? दिन भर खटार पटार खटार पटार करते रहते हैं। कौन आता? आज तुम ऑफिस नहीं गया? किस चीज की छुट्टी हो गई? रविवार हो गया?
रविवार है, दो दिन छुट्टी
है। Then, at first, Gita Siddhant will come. After that, we will have Guru first, and then we will have to serve. Then we will have to serve Vishrambha Bhavena.
Guru Seva Vishrambha.
Vishrambha. With very affection. By wording, these wordings, not only by diet and cooking and all these things, these are essential, but more, he will be pleased with these things. Like Govinda was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, in that cave Gambhira. And he cannot imagine why Swarup Damodana Ramana comes here and makes speak Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He don't want. He wants that they should not come. Because when they come, they make a spirit that Mahaprabhu begins to weep and fell flat or rolling in the ground. Ha Krishna, tears in eyes. He does not want. He wants that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should smile always, be happy. But now they make them whole night, whole day, waiting and waiting. So cannot imagine. Actually, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants, that he should take only and he should do and then sleep. Only he wants. He has taken sannyas only to taste all these things, and he is testing from Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami. This is the best service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and best service of Radha and Krishna. Ultimate goal this is. But Govinda cannot imagine why they make Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a weeping. But he knows that to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prasadam, and I do this and he becomes sleep. This is the best service. No? This to weep, to make weep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to pour in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heart, that astra-sattvic how comes in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at a time, and his whole body like those, and he becomes glad. This is the best seva. No? So, at sadhana avastha, visambhena guru seva means this. This is visambha seva. How to please Gurudev with that Golok Vrindavan bhav? And also that not neglecting
other service.
Other service. But best service. Visambhena guru seva. And then sikha and diksha. Siksha, what siksha? This siksha. Guru will give to his disciple. Guru wants to make her all disciples Guru. But we see that we have no time to give siksha. We don't have that siksha. So actually, Krishna gives associations of such a guru, and he can have siksha, and then he can do others to siksha. So we should take siksha from him. Not only it is enough that you are part and parcel of Krishna. You have come from anywhere, and you are not this body. This is not sufficient, but this is background of all this. So we should carefully serve our Guru. Then after ten primary
anga,
we should enter in 10. What we should not do? And then Tulsi Seva and all other 64 kinds of. But the method of a Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga, openly it is like one. But actually these are not one. Samadam, what kind of sarana? Both are doing Samadam. But your Samadam is not like who are Kanishta. Both are Samadam. Sharing the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. You are here hearing the pastimes of Ras. Both are not same, both are so different, so high and so low. So both are so. And likewise, to chanting Harinam, your chanting of Harinam will not be equal to those who don't know anything. Hare Krishna, how are you? Hare Krishna, I am. Go and see cows, they are giving milk or not. Oh, Hare Krishna, other parts. So everything, hearing all these things are not the same. Samanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Samanam, and 64 kinds of Ang are outwardly same, but all different from beginning from Saddha, not afterward, beginning from Saddha. Sandha is of two kinds. One is by hearing, and he has some greed, a little seed. His Saddha is of another kind. And those who are hearing, not having any taste, because we'll have to avoid pap, so we have to do as a kartavya, as a duty bound, and not duty bound that person. You are not duty bound coming to me. I am not duty bound to make you here. As a taste you come, as a taste I give all these things. So different kinds of all things. But apparently from upper side, it will not be seen that what are the differences. You are shutting your eyes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. She is doing also. Some sleeping, some chanting, remembering other things, both are known. But it is seen that you are chanting, everything. The Siddhi will not be, he will also have prem, at last she will also have. But the prem is not of one quarter. Different types. So, a Shraddha towards Rasa Bhakti, Rasa means Bhakti, will take you Nishtha another shape. Ruchi, another shape. Ruchi only to hear, only to read, all this. And those who Shraddha is not like this, they will boycott all this. I want to hear only Jagai Madhai. How they were escaped? I want to know the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. Vidur and Maitreya Upakhyana, I only want. Not Uddhava what told to Vidur. No. This is not. Because we have no qualification for this, so it should apply all this. But that will not apply. Prabhu folding his hands, I want to hear. But coming from Dwarka, Uddham came and began to weep, sing Vidur. And he is typed in so many slokes only. So good thing, so good. Krishna has gone, by fortune has come. Both in the boyhood he did so, and Kishore Leela he did so. After that he did. He collected all the gopis in Ras. I see he was Parabrahma. But why he was chattering all gopis? Why he was touching the most untouchable parts of gopis? He was not coming. He was not lusty. But why it is being a Brahma? I want to know. So, a sadhak will gradually read all these things according to their classes and grow up. After that, Surup Siddhi will come and Bhava will come, Suddha Sattva, and then he will realize something and not wholly, totally will go away. Then they will discuss all these things very, very rasa bhava. Go bhavuka, rasika. Nigam kalpataru galitam sakamukhadam rutyau sanjitam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhubhava. So, a sadhak will understand something and he will have ras in hearing. No alasya. Alasya?
Laziness.
So eagerly. Taking all the drops very eagerly. Now we come to fourth gopi. Fourth or fifth? Fifth. Eka Bhrukuti Mabhadya. Prema Sandramma Bebla Nati Vaichak Katakshe Bai Sandas Dasana Chada. Eka Bhrukuti Bhrukutim Abhadya. Avadhya. Avadhya means kya?
Constricted, like this.
Like an arrow. To buck anyone. What do anyone? Buck. But man to kill. Arjun was having his arrow on bow, like this. Why? To kill anyone who is in vipaksha. No? Here, Srimati Radhika, one gopi, wants to shoot Krishna, free in power, as she can do, and hold. And this became like arrow. And eyes of the god. But he wants to shoot Krishna, why he disappeared? That thing, that from now, you should not do that more sacrificially. So he, forever, he will not dare to disappear. This thing has to be shut down. Not Krishna, but this mood of Krishna should be gone. Because he was killing us. By the grace of Narayan, we are safe now. So we also try to kill this motive, that he should not leave us. So, Vrikatum Abhadhya. Abhadhya means? Abhadhya means? Marna. Okay. Abhadhya. Abhadhya means fully. That mood should be. So she was shooting. Seeing what to shoot. With one laksh. Ek laksh karke. One name, like Arjun shooting that machal. Prema sanrabdha bifala. When a man shoots anyone, anger comes in mind and he becomes enemy of that person and wants to kill. Here, prema sanrabdha. By prema, Srimati Radhika, mind was whirling by friend. And Bifala, she was able to shoot by her this corner of eyes. Granti. Granti means shooting. Achyata. Sa. This was arrow. No, this was and what was coming from that? That was arrow. Katakshe pai. Katakshe. Sat glance.
Side glance.
But sharp. No? Sam-dasana-chada. You know, Raman, Kumbhakarna, Hitler, all conquered whole world, but they were conquered by very little what? They could not conquer their calm. But here, this is not calm, this is pain. But it seems similar to calm. But Krishna is not such a person that should be killed or his motive is moods will be killed. He is Parabrahma. This is general meaning. Now we are entering in inner, deep meaning.
Brikutim Avadhya. Brikutim Avadhya. Achha, Vaishnava Goswami, mani Jiva Goswami is telling, we will go up the world. Apara Nimishat Vrikbhyam Jushanang Tanmukham Bhujam Apitam Api Natripyat Santas Charanam Tatha. Those who are bhakti,
actually, we didn't finish 6.
5?
6 we only did
generally. Oh, Eka. Eka Bhikutum Mavadhya. Premasan Rabdhya Bhihala. Nanti Vaikchak Katakshepai. Sandas Dasana Chada. We have discussed something.
General meaning.
General meaning only. Then we are going to discuss Śrīla Vaiṣṇava Toṣinī and Sārārtha Darśanī. Here, Pranay Kop, Prema Kalaha, and Pranay Kop in Brajaras. So one gopi was so angry in Pranay that he began to cut her adhar, lips, by her teeth, and she was so saying towards Krishna that her
eyebrows
became so crooked, like a
bow.
And upon this, she began to see by the core of her eyes. And she was perhaps by that arrow shooting Krishna. By this it is seen that she has so much shobha, angry, and also tiraskar, and she is giving tiraskar to Krishna. What is the meaning of tiraskar? Tiraskar means kya? Acha. It means that she was at a distance from Krishna. She was not near us. And from a distance, she was shooting Krishna by her eyes. It seems she was Bhamya Bhav, not Dakshin. And she was looking crooked and with anger, with prem, and also she was doing tiraskar to Krishna.
Browning?
Huh?
Like this?
What?
Chastising.
Not hitting. Tiraskar means, I don't want you. You have done wrong, you should go away. I have no relation with any contact with you. This is the mood. And she saw that Krishna at once began to saw
down, look down.
And it was seen that he has some shyness. And he could not see towards her eyes. Sometimes like this, he was watching. What she, how she is doing? How beautiful now she appears. And he was drinking nectar of her crow's anger. He was yet smiling. And his mind was not towards first, second, third, fourth. He was attracted by this, by her glance. In Vishnu Puran, it has been told directly the mood of gopis and Krishna, like this. It is called, it has been called the Bok and Lalit in Vidagdha, Ujjvalini in Mani. What is called the Bok? These are Anubhav of Madhur Ras. There are everything in Madhur Ras, Sthayi Bhav. Sthayi Bhav, mane Priyatam Bhav. This is Sthayi Rati, Madhur Rati. Krishna is subject. Gopis are ashray. No? Krishna Kishor Roop is Uddipan Bhav. No? All gopis are gathered. Krishna is smiling. Manmat Roop of Krishna here. So this is the Uddipan Bhav. And Radhika was in anger, man, and from a distance she was seeing her face was somewhat reddish. Bhrikuti was like brow was like
raised eyebrow.
Okay. And Krishna was sitting, sometimes seeing towards Radhika. So this is Uddipan, and then Sattvic Bhav are coming to Krishna and Radhika and gopis. Here Sattvic Bhav is coming more in Radhika, and seeing the Bhav of Radhika, all Sakhis are coming in Sattvic Bhav. Vyabhichari, that is Anubhavi, is also come. This Anubhavi is Vibhok and Lalit. Lalit means very beautiful. What beautiful? The very attractive Cheshtasamu.
Indubhav.
What is the meaning of Indubhav? What is meaning?
Effort, labor.
It's a labor. Mane the bhav, mood of mouth, eyes, lips,
cheeks,
everything was so soft and so smiling. This was very Bhrikuti, curves. When it becomes so beautiful and so sweet, then it is called Lalit. And Bibbo, when any gopi wants Krishna so much to meet, but anyhow when he comes, he looks in other
direction.
And she Swadhinkanta means controlling her priyatam. And she is Madhya Bhav, of Madhya Bhav. Some prakhara also, but looks like so sweet. She must be of Madhya Bhav, Swadhinkanta, Bhamya, and having all the good qualities, having great snake with Madhusne, both. But Madhusne will be more. At last she stops. Who is she? She is Srimati Radhika himself. Now, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is telling, she is seeing towards Krishna as if she is doing bhaksana to Krishna. Bhaksana means abusing, like abusing, not welcoming, opposite to welcome. She is thinking, oh cheater, the king of all cheaters, and lampata, fishta, you have given me prem hala hala. Prem halal mane? Bish, poison. Prem poison. And you have been, so you are giving me prem poison. And I think that you have been successful in giving that. And as an action of that prem poison, now my life is to be end. It has come up to our throat. And it is to come out of my body. And you are waiting that when it comes out of body, I will give fire in that prana. You are ready. And that is why you are coming nearer and nearer. As if she is thinking, she is seeing towards Krishna by this mode. What is the deeper meaning? You called us and we met you, and you at once vanished away. This is premhalahal that you gave me. And that is why our life is to be end. When it is an end, it is prepared to come out of our body. Now you are coming. Why you are coming? We know that again you will go. And then our life will be burnt in that frame. You cannot save us. You are not willing to save me. So you have come nearer again to... We know, they will tell when Akruz will go to... Uddhava will go to Gopis. They will tell all these things. How a Krishna is like a Bahiliya, like a hunter. He sings so sweet in his throat and very subtle, innocent deer come and begin to fear, started closing their eyes. Having a shelter of any stick which is not in earth, only outer, and she at once fell down. Understand? A stick not going more in earth, only very little. If it is so underground, then it would not fall. But it is for hunting. She is so cheater. And by fearing, she gives his body's her garment, weight of her body, and at once falls down. And then he shoots. You are like that. We know. They are so cruel, and you are more cruel than that. So here she is telling, we have come here to dagdha. Aap yahan par padhare hain hum logon ko jeevit hi jala dene ke liye aap. If it was Hindi, very beautiful. Why you don't learn Hindi? If I can learn English, why you not Hindi? If you know Hindi, then very marvelous expressions. I cannot express my whole idea. Why you are seen here and there?
Because they can translate.
No, translate, I can also. I cannot tell. I know you very well. Gopi is telling, I know you very well. From why would I know? Not now. And in that mood she is watching Krishna. In a very glance. What glance? And saying this, very fine teeth, like pearls, very white. He has caught hold of her others. Yet it was so beautiful for Krishna. So, it seems that it is, she is only Radhika, but all the qualities are of Srimati Radhika. She is in Vamana Bhava, she is also in Man Bhava. She is Madhya, having the Madhya Bhava, Ghrit Sneha, but covered with Madhur Sneha. And in angry mood, Vamana Bhava. So every qualities are excellent to the last point in Srimati Radhika. So she should be Radhika. This is the slope. Then, Apara Nimishit Dridham Jushanam Tan Mukham Bhujam Api Tam Api Natrityat Santas Charanam Jatha. The outer meaning is this. Another gopi. Another gopi, animesh, not closing her eyes, continuous seeing towards Krishna, as if anyone takes a cup and drinking till last drop. So she's drinking the nectar of Krishna. How? Without tripti. No tripti at all. Tripti means? With no satisfaction.
Satiation.
I have satisfaction in hearing Harikatha. But you have no satisfaction. So, I am better than you. Because I have satisfaction, but you have no satisfaction. Is it right?
I don't think so.
What do you think?
It's better to always want more and more.
So if anyone satisfies in hearing Harikatha or telling Harikatha, that it is not good. So here, this gopi is not satisfying. In drinking the nectar of Krishna mouth, why? There is a reason. The reason will be told here. Here, he is giving example of any bhakta, qualified bhakta, as a bhakta serving Krishna or serving Gurudev, Sangharvi, Vaishnavas, especially Krishna. They are not satisfied any time. More and more they want. This is a sign of good bhakti. This sakhi is drinking the nectar of Krishna. Why? Why not of Radhika? She is submissive to Srimati Radhika. She is so pleased, she is so glad. She is seeing that four kinds of gopis, some having the hands of Krishna in their hand, some his hand on the soldier of half soldier, someone taking the battle nets, someone having the lotus feet of Krishna on his breast. But yet Krishna's sight and every mood is towards the gopis who is very far away and who is looking crooked to him as if she will shoot him. But yet his whole mind, so everything is towards that. Lalita is seeing. Very good sign. She is controlled by that, my sakhi Radhika. How his mouth is now, what his eyes are doing, how his mouth is doing. Srimati Radhika is going to shoot Krishna and he is controlled now. He is smiling, only smiling for Radhika. And same for that, not for all these gopis, only for that. And she is thinking about how to please her. It is a good sign that he is controlled by me. So he is seeing Krishna face going up and down and so beautiful. Now it looks like so beautiful. Sometimes he sees this and sometimes by this. Very good face. So she became so pleased and she was drinking without pulling her eyes.
Eyelids.
Without blinking.
I'm drinking.
She was And she was not satisfied, more and more she wanted. And she is from very distance behind of Radhika. She is seeing. She is standing behind of Radhika. And from there she is seeing. Radhika is not seeing that Lalita. What Lalita is doing. Krishna is also not doing because he is by shame he is looking down. So he has so much fortune that Krishna is not seeing towards them. So he sees freely drinking and drinking. Understand my feeling? Without any hesitation, without any shame. If Krishna will see towards Lalita, then she will close her eyes or do anything. But now no shame, nothing, freely she is taking the cup of nectar and not sex, drinking and drinking. Until Krishna will see or Radhika will see. Today, we should stop here. We were doing apra nimesha vridhyam jushanantam mukham bhujam apitam apinatvityat santas chacharanam yatha sharant. सार कथा, सार मैंने क्या होता है, हैं? सार, सबके कथाओं का सार ये है. I was telling the gist of the seventh slok, that one gopi, she became jadda. जड़ता हो गई. शी बिकम लाइक ए स्टोन. बाय दैट सीइंग दैट आनंद दैट कृष्ण हैज बीन इज बीइंग टू शो कृष्ण इज बीइंग सूटेड बाय द आईज ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका. राधिका वाज Sakhi of this gopi. At that time, by the arrow of Srimati, Kataksha by Srimati Radhika, Krishna was astonished. And he became so vyakul. Vyakul?
Enchanted. Astounded.
What? Kya hua?
Stupefied.
Stupefied means?
Yes.
Vyakul. What to do, what to not to do.
Stupefied.
Awesome. Anutapta. And she became unhappy that for nothing I have given so much unhappiness to these gopis. And feeling shy, so many notes were coming and changing. And at that time he was controlled by the gopi who was seeing towards Krishna with crooked eyes. So many modes were coming and changing. And at that time, he was controlled by the gopi, who was seeing towards Krishna with crooked eyes. And he was totally seeing towards that gopi, Radhika. Not seeing to anyone, four or fifth or sixth, anyone, only he was seeing towards that gopi. So, she was drinking the nectar of Krishna mouth, changing in so many colors, so many moods, without any hesitation. If Krishna could, will see towards gopi, that
Lalita,
then she would be shy, and she should see here, downward. But now she was free. Krishna totally only seeing and reminding and doing everything only to Radhika. So he was drinking the nectar of Krishna mouth freely and continuously without dropping the eyelids. And he is giving the example, Sukadeva Goswami, as Vyasa, giving an example as sadhu, purush, bhakta, premi bhakta, sarva Krishna. But they are not satisfied by serving Krishna. They want more and more serve. So, she is prakhara, she swadhin bhaktrika, swadhin bhaktrika, you know, but pati ya priyatam, pati nahi, priyatam hota hai, labhad hota hai, wo swadhin bhaktrika, she was swadhin bhaktrika, and so she was prakhara, not mridu. And she was tadiya bhav, and with grita sneha, she was so happy to see that Krishna is totally controlled to her friend, mane sakhi Srimati Radhika. So she was surely Lalita sakhi. Now we are going to 8th. तं काचित् निद्रब्धेन हृदयकृतानि मिल्य च पुल्काङ्गु उपगुह्यास्ते योगी आनन्दसम्प्लुता तं काचित् नेत्ररन्ध्रेण हृदयकृतानि मिल्य च वन् आफ् दि गोपी दिस् इस् देन् 7th. First
yeah,
four,
seven.
Then Srimati Radhika,
then Lalita.
Then Lalita, and after this. This gopi, netra randhena, netra randhena means by the hole of this netra. From the door of eyes, she took Krishna in his heart, and door was shut up, eyes were shut up, that is, Krishna cannot come out, no? And upaguhyaste, then took Krishna in her arms, and freely testing Krishna. Arsa Saptik became so
much. Pradipta. You know Dipta, Sudipta, Pradipta?
Yes.
There are so many. Dipta, Dhumait, Jwalit, Dipta, Sudipta, Pradipta. Pradipta are in Srimati Radhika and her Sati. In his youth, only Sudipta is there. So all the symptoms of Pulak and Anubhav, Sattvic and Babichari, came in that Gopi, because she has embraced Krishna. Dasdev and Sukhdev Goswami are giving examples. First here they have given for Lalita, Santas Tat Charanam Jatha, of Santa. And here they are giving example of Yogi. Sant always sing Krishna, not like this. Always chanting, remembering, loudly, dancing and with so sweet voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jai Sri Radhe, Radharaman Hari Govinda Jai. And making, weeping all audience. And they make all audience to sing like saint. These are bhakta. And here Yogi shut up his sets up his eyes and Aradya Vastu he deeply remembered here. And he always want to test it. Shantakaram Bhujagasayanam Padmanabham Suresham. These are yogis. Bhakti not like so. Shantakaram, who is Shantakaram? Bhujagasayanam, that is Karnabhisari Vishnu. Shantakar, Bhujagasayanam, Padmanabham. From this?
Nevi.
Neval. N-A-V-E-L. V-E-L, Neval. A lotus has come out. And from this, Brahma. And in this Neval, Kamal, Sapta Lok and Sapta Lok. 14 Loks have been created. Padmanabham. Suresham, he is Suresham, he is the god of all gods. So this is yogis, like a thumb. This 1 inch, they feel that Narayan has come out in them. And they remember all this. So it seems that yogi, any yogi, is that Sakhi, and he shut up her eyes and remembering Krishna, embracing Krishna. Sampluta, she is deeply immersed in that ananda, portion of ananda. Yogis are not only one kind, there are several kinds. In Vrindavan, Sukadeva Goswami has explained, in the Vrindavan, yogis are not like Himalayan and like Kashi. They sat on the Gyan branch of Veda tree. But this yogi in Vrindavan, like Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Rishi, Muni, are like Kokil. Kokil means cockbird. And Mayur. Mayur means peacocks. And like Papiha. Pi kaha. Papiha. Pi mane? Where is Pran Priyatam? Like Suka. my Radha is best. Sukh is telling, my Krishna is most beautiful. Sari is telling that certainly he is so beautiful, but when Radhika is there, if there is not Radhika, he is Nirvishesh Nirakar. No? So this Sukh and Sari, this Sukh and Sari are sitting on the branch of bed tree on Prem Dam, branch of Prem. Prem Dam, not only Nirvishesh Dam, zero, cipher, not. Like Sukhdeva telling, I have described, and as peacocks, they are dancing with the sweet voice of Krishna Bansi. And they are telling what word? Ke ka. Who can control Krishna? Then Sipiko tells Valli Radhika. And who can control Srimati Radhika? Is there anyone who can take the Pativrat Dharma, Lok Dharma, Dharija, Rajyamansa?
Patient.
And shame everything of Radhika in total. Then that peacock is telling only Krishna is right. So ke ka. These are muni like Sukh Goswami. And some are dancing, not like this. So they are sitting on the branch of Prem. So here Yogi, Eva Ananda Sampluta, that's when Sukh saw dancing peacocks. And Krishna was that time playing on very good flute. And peacocks have
spread their
feathers. And dancing is so sweet on the Sare Gama Pada. Very beautiful dancing. At a tune of Krishna, sweet voice of Bansi. Sukhdeva Goswami and all, they became so silent. Pin drop silence was there. Lots and lots monkeys, parrots, saris, and other this pasupakshi were there, but all silent. So yet yogi, and all these yogis are tasting that sweet taste. So the gopi became like so. She had them immersed in seeing all this scene, seeing Krishna and all the gopis.